Say something
else. You be trying to let me sit up by myself.
Say something else.
Yeah.
Y'all can't
clean
up on me.
Yeah. Y'all heard that?
I did.
She smacked me on the back of my neck.
I ain't see nothing though, bro. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm out here getting abused. The deal.
What's good, John?
Durag Discussions, man. We back.
Back, man. It's Sam.
It's Bryce.
Yeah, feels good, man.
It really does, bro. I was listening to old episodes all day, so I was like, damn, we gotta get one in, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's long overdue.
Long.
Like, long.
Long. Life has changed.
Man, in a big way. In a big way, man. Shit, how you feeling, bro? Mental state.
Man, recently I've been so good, dog.
Hell yeah.
My mental state, shit. Intro is past what?
Man, it's gotta be past, like, since the last episode, if we can think that far back.
Okay. It's been up and down. Well, since the last time, I'll say like 7.5.
7.5? Okay. That's smooth. For as much time there's been, that's smooth.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
I'll say I'm at like a, man, a 9. I'll say like an 8.5. You know, baby is here. Ace Nazir Harvey, man.
Big Ace.
Have him here. Yeah, he big as hell. He came out 8 pounds, 14 ounces, man. Hella tall.
Good.
And then literally, so he was born on a. Babe, what day of the week was Ace born? On a Friday. And then on Monday, I started work. Like, I started my new job on Monday.
Yeah.
So it all just came fast, you know? But it's been smooth, bro. Like, coming home to that every day is the best thing ever. Then work has been smooth. I'm making shit a lot more than I was, putting in more hours, but you know, it's definitely worth it. For as much as I sit around and don't do nothing, it's definitely worth it. But shit, what about you with work and all that? If you could summarize from then to now.
Now, working straight, bro. I mean, I'm just gonna like pick up the pace with like bartending. So I'm gonna be bartending for 10 years, making more cash.
That's something you've been wanting to do too. That's dope.
Yeah. People down there are fucking crazy though, bro.
You said what?
People down that come in that bitch are crazy.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
All tight, bro. It's just interesting. Learning how to like balance all different types of like energies, like door, speed.
No, I feel you on that. I'm already knowing. And then to enhance those personalities and those energies with some alcohol, I mean.
Exactly.
It's whatever they are times five.
Or a completely different person.
Yeah, that's real. I ain't think about that. I think about that.
Different people.
But shit, everything else, what about everything else? I know you've been more active, bro.
Hell yeah. Got my gym pass back and get my hooping again. I think I told you I'm in the adult league on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And we be getting whooped. Low key just feel good to go hoop, but we be getting whooped. I don't like to lose. You know this.
You know what marked literally our last episode?
What?
Me tearing my Achilles. We didn't tell the people about that.
Oh, shit. Damn. Well, this nigga's better than that.
Man. And that was part of the, like, first initial reason as to why, like, we weren't able to, you know, I was not moving the same.
Not by any means.
We went for our little, our 6 a.m. run. Little pickup basketball and shit. And a nigga, we were on like the third game of the, or we were on the last game, huh?
Last game. I sat down that game.
Yeah, it was the last game of the morning. And I've been doing hella shit up to that point, honestly, like, which was like made it even more surprising, but I didn't do nothing crazy, just reached for a ball and then my Achilles popped. Yeah. I damn near knew what it was immediately, walked off the court. Everybody was thinking I just twisted my shit. Yeah. Hey, like, you coming back out? You good? I'm like, hell nah. I'm gonna have to sit the rest of this shit out. Like, yeah. This shit not feeling okay. And,
wasn't okay.
Bro. It was not okay. I walked to the car.
Yep.
Slowly. You said what?
You said up a little hill at the car, too.
Yeah, had to like walk sideways. Got in the whip, went to my parents' crib because I was down in Dena. So I actually took a shower, real. I went and took a shower because I was like, shit, I don't know next time I'm going to be able to take a shower. Like, that's out.
Yeah.
Took my shower, got dressed, went to the emergency room. They told me I popped that shit. Got casted up the next day. Was in a cast for 2 weeks, a boot for 6, and I'm still not all the way back to, you know, myself, but
we can't go hoop.
Nah, but right now it's just, I'm just trying to get the strength back up in it, and I'm moving well. I've been walking for like the past 4 or 5 weeks, a little over a month. And then the baby came literally right after I got my boot off, shit.
Yep.
So, shit on top of shit.
At the baby shower, you were right in, right?
Yeah, I was walking by the baby shower. And I wanted to speak on that too, just like having this baby, like you see so much like support. Like you don't really have many chances in your life to like really feel all the support in one place. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that supports you, all the people, all the prayers, all of that. Like you don't see that all in one place too often in your life. Like there's only a few moments and events and this, that, and the other where it's like, this is all for you. Like,
yep.
And that shit was really a moment where it was just like, damn, like, and even after the baby shower, of course, like gifts coming in from the registry and this, that, and the other, like people checking in and tapping in. And it's beautiful, bro.
It's
beautiful. You never really know how much love is out there for you, man.
Yeah. And then you get all of that, like time, you know.
Yeah.
All these different reasons. Some for sure saying my parents, but like, all your homies, like loved ones, different places, okay.
Right. So yeah, that was dope, man. That was dope. This whole process has been dope, but that was really a moment where really had no choice but to feel good.
Cause it did feel good, bro.
Man, for real.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, I do want to talk about this. Real quick. We spoke about, I was telling you, I was listening to podcasts earlier. You know, previous podcasts we did, recent ones, but like the most recent ones. And one, we were talking about what our 2022 is going to look like and how we're going to approach it. So let's do a little recap of how it's been, what it feels like, where we're at, and how we feel like we're approaching it, and if we feel like we're approaching it the same way. And I can help you if you need to remember.
I for sure don't remember what the fuck I said.
I think you, at one point you had said something about, just not letting nobody stop it and not letting nobody get in the way of your success and what you have planned and, you know, really controlling the energy around you.
Okay.
How you feel like you've been doing with that so far?
Man, it just feels like it's like completely different. At least as far as I remember. Bro, I really don't even know, for real, how to answer it. As like a comparison. Because I feel like what you said is still on track, but just like in a, just like going back to like core values of like controlling what I control, not really overstressing on stuff that is like outside of like, management, you know? Not like putting too much on my plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just taking care of what is like given to me, like overstress what could come or what might come.
I guess like the real question is, I mean, for both of us, cause I had said like 2020 is looking like, I think the question was in that podcast was, what is 2020 look or 2022 look like for you? And I think I had said some shit like, it looks like the best year of my life so far. Like, and shit, I can't say it. I mean, it is, bro.
Yeah.
I'm better than I was. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, my growth, my ability to move in certain situations, my ability to interact with certain people, just my ability to attack shit, you know? I feel a lot better. You know what I'm saying? It, like, within me, I feel like I'm in control of everything I can control.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we had said was like along the same lines, of course, but do you feel like 2022 has been better for you than, or you know what I'm saying, not better for you, but you know,
I definitely feel like I've grown within this year so far, and few different ways. One, with money. Just like how to manage differently.
Yeah.
Just like leveraging like the cash I get, the credit, and not letting that even be a stressor.
For real.
Because even if it does get tight, I'm not even about to put it like energy towards that. I'm almost coming like back, money coming back. Oh, just more time out, staying with the fam. Cause I get into routines. That really is a thing that don't really include nobody else.
Yeah.
Sounds bad, but it's like it's bad as it's up. I think in like this zone where I'm going.
Yeah, I feel you. I've been in that same zone, bro. Like, especially like when it comes to money, I think about it as like, yeah, I'm making more, mm-hmm. but at the same time, the thoughts I had of what I'm gonna do with my money before were, oh, I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna buy that, I'm gonna hopefully cover my rent, I'm gonna hopefully cover my bills. Yeah. What am I gonna do to cover these things? What am I gonna do to, like, how much am I gonna have left? This, that, and the other. And now it's a thought of like, all right, when I get this, where can I invest it? Where can I put it to work for me? Where can I, what can I do to multiply it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a, it's a whole different level of thinking. And,
I still need to fix my investments. But
yeah, like I haven't made any yet, and I'm just trying to line those up, and I'm not there yet, but like, just those thoughts were not thoughts that I was having a year ago, 2 years ago. Shit, yeah, and I think, I'm trying to think what else we had said.
What was the first question asking about this?
You said what?
Do you remember the question that just asked about this?
The first question, what? Sorry.
Yeah, just asked about this topic.
Like the first question of this topic.
Yeah.
Has your 2022 started off, or has your 2022 been what you predicted it to be, or what you, you know, what we spoke on it being?
Predicting?
No. Okay.
I was thinking about this today, bro. Right when I woke up, my homegirl, she just said, she messaged me, like, she asked him what your plan was for me. And I remember we had talked about, like, fire plan and, like, kind of a waste of time for, like, certain things.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, that's not a good question to ask. That's not the first time you meet them.
Yeah, that's pressure.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to be doing in 2 years.
Exactly. That's like, to say 5 years, that's like, damn near 2,000 days, 3,000 days. Like,
come on now.
That's tough to really be like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do. Like, it's almost like comical to say, like, oh, I'm going to do this in 5 years.
So that's 1,825 days.
Right.
Come on now.
And I think it's a little more logical and rational, and it makes more sense to be like, this is where I want to be, or this is what I envision myself doing.
Yeah.
But, like, you only have so much control over life, you know what I'm saying? To be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this has to line up perfectly for me to be here in 5 years. Like,
yeah.
That take, like, some real, like, dedication and, like, you... I mean, it take more than dedication. It take miracles.
Oh, straight up.
It take miracles, bro. Like, for shit to really pan out the way you want it to.
But, no, it's been like, different. But, like, it's different,
you know. Right. And I think we had spoken about, like, making plans and stuff. Like when we first started recording, I remember like joking with you and joking about like how you always had a plan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you always say you had a plan.
Yep.
Like you got a plan for everything.
Yep.
And I'd be like, shit, I keep it general just so if some shit happened, I could still get to that general place without stressing out and being like, fuck, this ain't happening, fall through the way I wanted it to. So this shit finna, something gotta give.
I still very plan oriented, but I kind of loosened up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the difference between those short term and those long terms, right? Like, I make, like, right now with, I mean, life is just everywhere for me, of course. Like, new job, new baby, new family, new everything, right? And I'm kind of just being more of like a, like, I ain't been here before. You know what I'm saying? Like, where other, like, where other people are saying, like, oh, I've been there, da da da, this is what we're doing, this is how I do it, or this is how you do it. I'm like, I mean, that's how you did it. You know what I'm saying? So I try not to get caught up in this is how it's supposed to be done, this is how it happens, this is how. Because, shit, I mean, I'm always going to challenge the norm. That's just me.
I was just about to say that.
I'm always going to challenge the norm.
If that's anything you put into Chase, bro, it's going to be that, bro.
Exactly. And never to the point where it's like I'm trying to not, or I'm not even trying, I'm not being selfish. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being selfish. I'm not, putting my pride above whatever, but I am also just like, you know, analyzing every situation as much as possible and just being like, okay, what makes the most sense though? Because the way my mom or dad did it might not have made the most sense. The way this person I'm around says how they did it might not make the most sense. You know what I'm saying? So, just being efficient and productive, bro. Like, that's the only goal I have right now is to, and to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are really on top of that list. Like, I can't try to be my pops. I can't try to be nobody else but me. Shit.
Yeah. You gotta create the way you're gonna do it.
Exactly. Blaze a new trail, bro.
Yep. It's gonna be good though. It's gonna allow you to do shit differently that you probably didn't like when you were younger or didn't necessarily agree with.
Exactly. Those are the exact things that I think about, bro. Like when I'm, as I'm parenting, as I'm, you know what I'm saying, dealing with work and then trying to juggle it out with, you know, home life, like, just like, okay, I saw how my parents did this. Did I like that as a child, or did I feel like, or do I feel like as an adult that's the way to go? And I'm like, I don't think that's gonna work for me.
Yeah.
But then I gotta figure out, okay, so then what's gonna work then? The good life. You can't sit around saying what you don't like and what you don't want to do and not have an idea of what you do like and what you do want to do. Because then you just sit still.
You got to do something.
Got to. Shit, you want to do music notes?
Yeah, I didn't even think about it yet, but I could pull some.
And you can honestly just say the song, play it for us, and then I could chop the song out and put the song into the episode.
You got yours ready?
What have I been listening to?
Yeah, I've been all over the place recently.
Yeah, I got some shit. You got your iPad right there?
Nah, my shit's at the warehouse.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can. Cause I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear my music off my phone.
Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear my shit either.
Here, we could both just listen to each other's songs for like 30 seconds on our phone. And then just, we'll come back. You know what I'm saying?
I got an idea.
Huh?
YouTube on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right, music notes. First one in a while. I'm going with Sweeter by Leon Bridges. It's an artist I recently found, so a little bit of like a, he do a little bit of everything. It's kind of, you kind of can't really, I guess you could call him R&B.
Like R&B soul.
Yeah, like R&B, some soul. Like I almost want to say like some funk or like Motown type shit. But yeah, Sweeter.
This is right. Oh, I heard this song from my mom before.
With Terrace Martin.
Yeah. I didn't even know Terrace Martin was in it.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Real smooth sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of a embodies just kind of where my head is at this point. Like just trying to find a life or trying to get to a life that's sweet, man, and everything's fine, everything's taken care of, everything's, you know, stable, everything's secure, everything's fun, everything smiles, happy, laughter, like,
yeah.
So yeah, that's my song, Sweeter by Leon Bridges.
I got mine. It's off this Golden Tape. The album was called At What Cost. It came out in 2017, but it's this song that Kay Trinata produced. He actually, the song that came out, Kay Trinata's album, it like changed it, sampled it for this song. And it's Golden featuring Jasmine Sullivan. It's called Meditation. Pull it up.
Meditation.
Meditation. Go link. Okay, Trinata. Vibe shit.
You said what?
Say this some cool vibe shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a song like feels good like when you listen to it.
Yeah.
That nice little like I guess you can say like bump to it or like pop to it.
Yeah, it's upbeat.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
Of course it's smooth. Music note?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. We don't own any rights to this.
We don't own no rights.
Yeah.
This shit is not ours.
Yeah.
We borrowed it for a few minutes. That's yeah. That.
Don't come after us. We already said.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing for you anyway.
Fine, dude.
Yeah. But shit, that's music notes. Moving on to another segment that is recurring in every episode and every season. Ungame. So, first question. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
I'll say blue cheese.
You said blue cheese?
Hell no. Grilled. Grilled.
Okay, grilled cheese.
Yeah, I'm not using no blue cheese.
I said, damn, that's an odd choice, my nigga.
Yeah, I don't even eat that fucking shit, bro. Like, oh, it's like boiled cottage cheese or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I've been on that blue cheese lately because it goes on these mushrooms.
Oh, that's
my sweet. Girl put me on.
Oh, thank you.
Shit go crazy.
Mushrooms and peace.
Yeah, with like garlic and butter. Oh my god, bro. Trust me, don't knock it till you try it. I promise you. Woo.
But I haven't tried blue cheese in the future. Maybe I'll try it again.
Yeah, you can't try it on its own though. That's one thing. Like that's the rule to blue cheese. Like that's the law with that shit. Like you cannot eat that shit alone.
Okay.
And shit, for me, I mean, this is tough. Like, my initial, like, reaction would be like, okay, hot wings. But if I'm eating hot wings every day, that shit is fucking my intestines, stomach, liver. That shit is fucking me up.
Jesus, what the fuck? That's gonna fuck me up, too.
Yeah. Nigga gonna be a regular as fuck. So shit. Oh man.
I really tried grilled cheese because there's so many different types of breads and so many different types of cheese.
Yeah. And you could throw some extra on a grilled cheese. I mean.
Then it just become a regular sandwich.
But I know. I mean, is it still a grilled cheese if you throw some extra shit on it?
I mean, I don't know. Hell yeah.
He like, for the sake of my argument, hell yeah. Damn, I'll probably say, honestly, I'm going to put health aside.
Okay.
And I'm going to say steak.
Okay.
You could have a filet mignon. You could have a ribeye. You could have a carne asada. You could have, like, there's options. You know what I'm saying? And not all of them taste the same. So I'm going to go with steak. Shit, you got the next question?
If you could only wear one color for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
One color.
One color?
One color.
Same color?
That's crazy.
Like the outfit?
Like a cartoon character?
My instinct is to say red, because that's my color. But
yeah, it's dangerous.
I'm going to say like olive green.
Damn, get out my head, nigga. I'll probably say my two choices are either gonna be olive green or like a tan.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn. Hand me the baby.
Put him on the mic.
Come on, baby boy.
Put him on the mic.
Come on, baby boy. She still got milk on your mouth. What's up, man? The baby is here, y'all.
What's good, Ace?
He got his passy in his mouth. He's not saying nothing. Yeah, those would be my two colors, shit.
We at the same page.
Yeah, we on the same page. something that kind of play the middle, you know what I'm saying? Still color to it, but still got, it's not like, it's not popping and just all in your face.
And it all could go together like you were saying. That's all
exactly.
All red is crazy, all blue is crazy, all yellow, insane.
That's nuts. that's real bright.
Yeah, it's crazy. No thanks.
Yeah, I think that olive green is, that's a good call. That's an easy call.
Well, even like the off white.
Yeah, that'd be smooth too. But then it get dirty. You know what I'm saying? If you working in all white or off white,
I wear it every day, brand new, right? Like fresh. Wearing it every day.
I mean, maybe it's fresh. I don't think it said anything about brand new.
I think I could wash my fit. I have like 4 or 5 of them.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You said what?
You got the next one.
All right. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Ooh. I think I should eat other people, bro. Bro. Like, I like eating seafood. You know, this. That's terrible. Not the corn. I've been eating chicken recently.
Okay.
So,
my nigga eat meat again.
I'm back. I'm back.
That shit funny. You did call me after you had Canes. That shit was hilarious. Nigga said I had some Canes. Boy.
Man, bro.
You had me go home and make some chicken tenders homemade because I couldn't get to a Canes.
Fried chicken. I had that in a minute. Some chicken tenders at that. But I guess the weirdest thing, I was at this called Cosmic Memories hand roll bar.
You was where?
At this hand roll bar called Cosmic Nori.
Okay.
So they had a special of the day. It was monkfish sugar inside of a hand roll.
Inside of a what?
Inside of a hand roll. So it's like seaweed. A monkfish liver.
The liver of a monkfish.
Yeah, it was good though.
Hey, the only place I heard of monkfish was on Food Network on Chopped.
What?
Only reason I'm not like, wait, what? What kind of fish? I heard that shit before.
Yep. Too.
Was it fire?
Yeah, they put like a little secret sauce on it. Like the texture of it was interesting. I could see how it could be good for somebody else to like order it again. It was a little like soft.
Mushy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the rice helped.
I'm already knowing. Shit, I would say that's funny because mine was. Is eel. Mine is eel. I had some eel at a sushi joint, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was fire. They had teriyaki sauce on it.
Hell yeah. I had some eel before. That shit was good.
Yeah, that shit was fire. That shit was fire as hell. Last question. Oh, you got this one.
Okay. Name a TV or movie star that you think is lame.
Lame. Babe, I need your help on this last one. I feel like you would know who I think is lame. A name a TV or movie star that I think is lame. Yeah, that I just don't fuck with.
I got one.
What is it?
Nick Cannon.
She said, I like Nick Cannon.
He seemed like he'd be a cool person. Like, I mean, I don't even know, but I don't know why he got to talk to him. He's trying to watch the show. But what can Nick Cannon talk, talking about? Titties, like, he's so white lady. You literally just said somebody you don't really know. Wild Night is great. Thank you, Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Wild Night is cool, but it ain't, he ain't really the star of it in all reality.
Exactly right. He put that together, I guess. And it's something I'm like 10 kids, right? A bunch of different people.
A group of kids.
A grip.
And then still be talking crazy, like, let me have some more kids.
Yep.
I can see that.
Yeah.
She gave me an idea, but he not a TV or movie star. I feel like Roddy Ricch done fell off. Every time I hear Roddy Ricch verse, I'm like, man, get off the mic. Get off the stage, nigga, boo.
You boo, nigga.
Yeah, that, he done fell off, but yeah, he play by the rules. I need a TV or movie star.
Is it TV star or is it like a music star?
He's a music star, so it's different. It would have to be somebody like, if it was a TV or movie star, I feel like it'd be somebody that just always got a role where they just a bad individual. Like somebody that only get casted when they just need somebody to do somebody wrong.
Like, it's like a selection on the black niggas that be acting.
Yeah. Exactly. I can't think of nobody though. I can't. I don't know who. Just whatever nigga is in every movie, and this nigga is just a mean ass nigga and stinky shit. That nigga. Nigga, you can. Yeah, that general nigga. Well, shit. Let's wrap this thing up, man.
Let's do it, bro.
Any shout out? Good vibes. Words of encouragement. A tip. Yeah,
first one back.
First one back.
Always keeping it real.
You said what?
I'm gonna shout out my mom.
Okay.
Bro, she don't get up first. So.
Shout out to moms, man. Cha cha.
Yeah.
I ain't spoke to her in a minute either.
Funny. It's your FaceTime.
Yeah, I gotta reach out. I gotta reach out. For sure. It's been way too long.
Hell yeah.
She need to see the baby too.
Yep.
I would say don't wanna give a tip or a shout out. I'll give a shout out to Ace's mama, Jordan, for holding it down. And, you know, while I'm at work, she just does it all. She takes care of the baby. She makes sure little man get to school and back. Takes care of dinner and she takes care of dinner right now.
As we speak, man.
As we speak. She over here trying to be quiet. But yeah, I appreciate her a lot, man. I couldn't do it. Obviously, I couldn't do this by myself.
Yeah.
But just having somebody that's, you know, they're doing it and we making it, trying to make it easier for each other. So that's just super, what they call it, invaluable. Mm-hmm. And I love it for that.
I commend our black people, man.
Yeah, man, trying to do it right.
So,
not that there's a right or wrong way, but you know, gotta help each other out, man.
Yeah.
Gotta help each other out. But shit, mental state.
I was gonna say, for the past
24.
Oh, 24, I mean, I've been tripping. You want to go first?
I'm at a 9.
I was gonna say the same number.
Keep that at a 9 average then. We're gonna stay there.
Yeah, I was with my niece yesterday. My niece is 3 months today.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Sheesh. There's hella babies around right now.
Hella babies, bro.
Hella. Popping out the woodworks.
People getting pregnant again.
Yeah, all them winter babies.
Mm-hmm.
When they get cold, you know what happens.
They're bundled up. I'm gonna let everybody else keep going. So I'm gonna chill out.
Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, bro.
Enjoy everybody else's babies.
Yeah. For real. Bro, I'm a younger ass nigga. I'm chilling for a cool minute.
JoJo said, "Give your niece a kiss for her."
I got you. I don't know when the next one I see her. Next week or something.
Oh, yeah. And you still gotta meet Baby Ace.
I know.
That's Mando.
Yeah. Well, next time y'all come in.
Yeah, we gotta make some time to get back down there sometime soon for sure.
Yeah. Just let me know where, bro.
Already. Shit, man. Love you, dog. I'm glad we got to do this again. We back.
Yep. We back in this.
We're going to try and keep it consistent. And this is a new season. We decided to make a whole new season. And we usually will give you 10 episodes a season. We thought it was only right to just start off new.
Yep. Come and agree with me.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm Bryce.
Tariff.
And this is Durag Discussions, Season 8.
Season 8. Or, out of here.
Out of there. Gone.